Whistleblower doctor says trans blockers, hormones, surgeries are destroying children's lives. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 11, 2025. Surgeon in Texas Children's Hospital, TCH. Whistleblower Dr. Ethan Heim testified before Congress on Wednesday that transgender treatments the hospital practices are destroying children's lives. They are putting them down a road where they become a chronic medical patient. The doctor said during Wednesday's hearing on ending lawfare against whistleblowers who protect children. Asked by Representative Mark Harris, RNC, why he decided to speak out against gender reassignment practices at Texas Children's Hospital, Heim replied that he is risking his entire career to blow the whistle because they are destroying the lives of these children. Watch Dr. Ethan Heim's testimony below. Heim clarified that the problem with Texas Children's Hospital has to do with their leadership, asserting that TCH is an amazing hospital where what the doctors do, what the nurses do on a daily basis, is amazing. But through all of my experience working with children at Texas Children's Hospital, the doctor said, I understand and have seen the effects of what these blockers do, what these hormones do, and what these surgeries do. They are destroying the lives of these children, Heim contended. They are putting them down a road where they become a chronic medical patient that they can never come back from, especially the surgical complications. I see these things all the time. We're talking about ureteral stenosis, where you can't go out to a coffee shop and go to the bathroom because the urethra is narrowed, so that fluid builds up in the bladder, the surgeon continued. Heim also cited another problem from transgender-related surgeries, where stool from the rectum can pour into the wound that trans activists refer to as a neovagina. The term neovagina refers to a surgically constructed vagina for males wishing they could be female. The procedure involves removing the penis, testicles, and scrotum, and rearranging the tissue in the genital area to construct a vaginal canal and vulva, according to Johns Hopkins Medicine. As Breitbart News reported in 2023, a staggering 81% of those who undergo transgender-related surgery targeting their genitals endure pain in their lower back, groin, pelvis, chest, or shoulders in the 5 years after the procedure, with more than half feeling pain during sex, and about one-third being left incontinent, according to one of the first studies into the side effects. Moreover, men who undergo surgery to get a neovagina are surprised to learn that they will need to insert a dilator into their new canal for up to an hour each day after surgery. To make matters worse, if the patient does not use a dilator, which resembles a sex toy, the neovagina can gradually shorten in depth, and some patients will have to use the device for the rest of their lives. A lot of them don't see these problems in the first couple of months, even in the first couple of years, but this is what happens, Heim warned during the House Judiciary Subcommittee hearing on Wednesday. When I was at TCH, we would take children to the operating room and we would make them better. But in the same operating room, they were taking them there, and making them sick. They were putting them down a road that they can never come back from, the whistleblower declared. So, can I call myself a doctor if I didn't speak up against it? Heim asked, adding, I couldn't blow the whistle to TCH. They were the ones who were responsible for the misconduct. I couldn't blow the whistle to CPS. You know how many children I saw in TCH who were being abused? The surgeon then recalled seeing one kid who had his fingers amputated by his parents. The next day, I was in that room, who was in the room with the patient? The parents. The kid went home to the parents. CPS, what were they gonna do? Heim queried rhetorically. So what was I to do in that situation? I had to blow the whistle. It's my responsibility as a doctor. If they're going to mutilate and sterilize these children, someone has to speak up for those kids, Heim asserted. Watch, detransitioner Chloe Cole testifies about her experience. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.